So this was a joint effort by our global team trying to pull together a sense of what's happening in these places. And the short answer is we're at the very early stages of the pandemic there, but there are reasons for being very concerned. So on the plus side, you'd say that developing countries tend to be younger than rich countries, and generally the virus doesn't hurt young people as much. There's a possibility that the weather in places like Africa might retard the spread of the virus. We just don't know for sure, but there's a possibility that hot and humid weather might. They've had quite a lot of notice. It's got there later because they're less connected to the rest of the world, so they've had a bit more time to prepare. And there's the fact that poorer countries tend to be more rural. About two-thirds of the people in low-income countries live in the countryside, and it is possible to do work like, you know, planting yams and so forth while not getting too close to other people. So those are the reasons for positivity. Unfortunately, the reasons for negativity massively outweigh that. The populations may be young, but they're also immunocompromised, many of them. Rates of HIV and tuberculosis and malnutrition are much higher in poor countries than they are in rich countries, and that can only be a negative. The large portion of the population who live in urban areas, we're really worried about the degree to which transmission is going to be fast in those places. Social distancing is extremely hard if you live in a crowded slum. Regular, vigorous hand washing is very hard if you don't have running water in your home. And the idea of staying at home and not working is unthinkable if not working for a day means your family don't eat that evening. So it's going to be very hard to persuade people not to go to work. And that means that they're going to spread the virus.